Hey, Up First listeners, A. Martinez here. We've got an episode today for you from our investigations team. NPR's Sasha Pfeiffer has been reporting on CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy. You're probably thinking professional football, but there is a group of people, both male and female, former amateur athletes of all types, military veterans, domestic violence victims, who believe they have the disease due to their history of head injuries. And because CTE is only diagnosed at death and there is no cure, they're vulnerable to a thriving market in dubious remedies, as NPR's Sasha Pfeiffer reports.
I want to start this story by explaining how I found this story. A few years ago, I worked on a project about a famous football player who had a tragic life and a tragic death.
Now, a brain autopsy has revealed former NFL star Aaron Hernandez suffered from a severe form of CTE.
Doctors calling it, quote, the most severe case they had ever seen in someone his age.
He was just 27 years old when he committed suicide in prison while serving a life sentence for murder.
I focused on Aaron Hernandez's diagnosis of CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. It's neurodegenerative, so it affects the brain and gets worse over time, sometimes causing memory loss and mental decline and personality changes. I researched whether CTE could help explain why Aaron Hernandez became so impulsive and angry, and ultimately a murderer who later took his own life. He's part of a significant problem in the NFL.
In a new study examining 111 brains of deceased NFL players, 110 had CTE.
It's also been found in the brains of hundreds of dead pro athletes who played other types of contact and collision sports. But as I did my research, I kept finding people, dozens of them, who never played a professional sport, yet are afraid they have CTE. Several didn't want their names made public, but many openly shared their fears.
Well, I 100% think that I have CTE to some level.
I think I have symptoms of mental illness caused by CTE.
If they opened your brain, do you think they would find CTE or the start of CTE?
I'm sure they would.
That's Katie Weatherston of Ottawa, Canada, Tommy Edwards of Radford, Virginia, and Leo Perez of Chicago. They're part of a quiet population of everyday men and women, typically middle-aged, frightened they may have this devastating disease. All have a history of head injuries, usually from college sports. Now they're dealing with headaches, difficulty concentrating, forgetfulness, mood changes. And they wonder if those blows to the head they took over the years are catching up with them.
We see this pretty frequently. It's not uncommon at all.
Dr. Vernon Williams is a Los Angeles neurologist who routinely sees amateur athletes, as well as military veterans, people who've hit their heads in falls or accidents, even domestic violence victims who believe their brains are damaged and are convinced they know why.
I'll see them and they fill out a new patient form. We ask, well, what's the main reason you're here for today? And I've had people write in, I have CTE.
Here's the problem with that conviction. CTE can only be diagnosed through an autopsy. So while all these people may believe they have CTE, they can't find out for sure. Even if they could, there's no treatment. That's left many of the people I've interviewed feeling desperate. And that desperation has created ideal conditions for a flourishing industry of unproven, unregulated healthcare products. Because when you're that afraid, you're willing to try almost anything.
Coach, I'm winning. I got 5-0.
Lee Brush understands that state of mind.
5-0? Johnny, you've dropped one?
Just keep going. Go.
What?
Brush coaches his son's flag football team in Scottsdale, Arizona. Brush got multiple concussions back when he played college football for Purdue University. He's also had head injuries from skiing and skateboarding and from a car crash once. Several of them knocked him unconscious. He's now 47, and in his 30s, he started experiencing a cascade of problems.
They weren't just headaches. They're coming from the back across to one eyebrow. Then they would slowly go across the other eyebrow, right behind the eye.
At first, he thought it was job stress and family pressures. He's a trained engineer with a wife and two kids. But he began to worry something more serious was going on.
Things that started to scare me were the ringing in the ears. I call it electric southern crickets. Like if you were able to sit on the patio at night and hear all the crickets going, but imagine those electric. Well, I'd never had that before.
His eyes began to hurt. He started forgetting things, had trouble focusing. His work performance was slipping. Brush is athletic and physically fit, so he didn't understand what was wrong until he saw the 2015 movie Concussion, starring Will Smith as a pioneering CTE researcher and everything seemed to add up.
Difficulty thinking, cognitive impairment, impulsive behavior, yes. Depression or apathy, absolutely. Short-term memory loss, without a doubt. Difficulty planning and carrying out tasks, 100%. Emotional instability, you just need to ask my wife that one question.
Brush can joke about some of this, but he also had an incident behind the wheel where another driver cut him off, and he became so infuriated that he was appalled by his own reaction.
I wanted to harm the person to the point of probably death. It was just complete, uncontrollable rage.
What is wrong with me? He thought. That pushed him to get a neurological exam, but the results were inconclusive. Doctors said he may have brain trauma caused by head injuries, but they couldn't say whether it was CTE. They suggested a sleep study and other tests, but Brush didn't see the point.
You go to get help, and when you find out there's no medicine to really help you, we can't diagnose you, there's no drug we can give you, you hear there's nothing they can do, you go insane.
He began hearing from old football teammates and discovered many of them had the same symptoms, the same fears, and had gotten the same unsatisfying responses from doctors.
Every single one of us saying, yeah, we probably have it. Yeah, we got it. If they've been hit in the head, they think they have some form of CTE.
It's impossible to quantify how many people might have CTE or harbor CTE concerns because the potential pool is so massive. It includes anyone who's ever played a contact sport or suffered multiple head injuries.
I don't know any way to get a hold of that number.
Dr. Anne McKee directs the Boston University School of Medicine's CTE Center, which studies the brains of people whose families donated them after they died.
But the fact that we're finding it so easily, the fact that we're finding hundreds of cases a year, it cannot be rare.
Other doctors doubt CTE is so widespread. They say the same symptoms could be due to a curable condition, like a vitamin deficiency or hormone imbalance, or to normal aging. But McKee says many doctors are too dismissive of CTE fears.
A lot of players that I've talked to who with headaches and maybe depression and some memory loss don't get evaluated seriously if they think it might be related to their football.
So she says they need open-minded physicians who will consider all possible causes of their symptoms, including past head injuries.
And then finally figuring out that maybe this represents a case of CTE.
But since no doctor can officially deliver that diagnosis until a patient is dead, anyone with CTE fears is simply left to wonder and worry. Lee Brush found himself thinking that cancer or a brain tumor would be preferable. At least that would be a definitive diagnosis with a potential cure, he thought.
How are you going to live from that point on after you just were told that you may have something that's terminal? And then the fear of having that. You know what? I'm going to kill myself if it gets too bad. Those are my thoughts. And they're echoed by the guys that I have come in contact with.
Lee Brush has been managing his CTE concerns for more than a decade. He says he's in a relatively good place now, thanks to an antidepressant and therapy sessions with his pastor. He tries not to dwell on what he cannot control, and he believes calming his fears has improved his symptoms. But he knows many people who've resorted to extremes to try to get better.
So you want to lead the way?
Yeah.
That kind of desperation is what brought Tommy Edwards to this propane supply company in Southwest Virginia.
We think we probably passed it. It's a place with the gigantic tanks across the railroad tracks.
Oh, yeah. Be careful coming through here.
Edwards is here because he wants a very large propane tank so he can make a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. He thinks that might alleviate what he believes are his CTE symptoms. And he knows that some big-name football players, like Joe Namath, say hyperbaric oxygen therapy helps them recover from concussions. Tommy Edwards has already run his idea by the propane company's owner.
I stopped by to check on that tank. I had some brain scans done, trying to build a hyperbaric chamber. You said you had an old 1,000-gallon tank.
Yeah.
You'd be able to swing my way.
Scuba divers use these chambers to treat the bends. It involves breathing pure oxygen in a pressurized environment. We walk to what looks like a scrapyard behind the building. Near a back fence, covered with rust and branches, is a huge empty tank the owner has in mind for Tommy.
Well, you gonna cut the end of it off and then make a roller in there?
I'll probably cut a door in the side and then we'll weld a flange on the inside with some rubber gaskets and
tanning bed as well?
Well, not so much, but maybe a TV or something.
Tommy Edwards has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. He also struggles with depression and suicidal thinking. He believes his mental health problems are due to CTE. After all, he was such a big football star in high school and college that his nickname was Touchdown Tommy.
I was vicious. Didn't shy away from contact.
We began with the biggest story of the day, Radford's Tommy Edwards. He has been known to send many a bad vibe inside an opponent's helmet with his bruising style of running.
I mean, I knocked out a defensive back when I was at Boise. It was the ESPN Hit of the Year. And the guy was just a rag doll in the air before he hit the ground.
Now, Edwards wonders about the damage football may have done to his brain. But the FDA has not approved any treatment for CTE, let alone hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And it has risks, from ruptured eardrums to lung collapse. But Edwards says it's worth trying because no doctor has been able to make him feel better. And do-it-yourself instructions are all over YouTube.
This is take two of building a hyperbaric chamber. This one came out successful.
Hyperbaric oxygen therapy is part of a growing brain health industry that's benefiting from CTE fears. Products range from experimental stem cell treatment to a supplement called memory powder. They're often expensive, not covered by insurance, and many doctors question their value. But if you think your brain is disintegrating and mainstream medicine can't help, that's how you, like Tommy Edwards, might end up in a propane tank scrapyard.
In your quest to get better, do you ever worry that you spend time and money on things that might have been a waste of time and money?
Oh, hell yeah. Definitely. I mean, if somebody said, this witch doctor will cure you, I mean, there would be people lining up to the witch doctor. I mean, just because the hope, just the hope.
And that hope for a cure, combined with the fear of developing CTE, is exactly what the sellers of these products are catering to. Sasha Pfeiffer, NPR News.
Coming up after the break, the unapproved treatments that have become a last resort for many people afraid that they have CTE.
This message comes from NPR sponsor American Express. Are you already thinking about next year's beach trip? With Amex Platinum, it's never too soon to start planning your next vacation. With over 1,200 fine hotels and resort properties to choose from, and more perks to make your stay even better, the daydreaming never stops. Travel perks, one of the many reasons you're with Amex Platinum. Visit americanexpress.com/withplatinum. Terms apply.
Until about 3 years ago, TJ Abraham delivered babies for a living. He was an OBGYN for the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. But he began to feel he was losing his mental sharpness, forgetting little things, slowing down.
Surgeries were taking me longer. I felt like my hand-eye coordination was off, and I would get flustered because I didn't know what was wrong.
He started having to look up basic information on birth control and antibiotics, drugs he prescribed routinely and used to know by heart, and he'd blank out during surgical consultations.
That happened a couple times, to the point where patients were like, you know, Dr. Abraham, are you okay? And, oh, yeah, I'm fine. And shake it off.
His happy personality was changing, too. He was quick to get angry, started avoiding people. He wondered if it was the pressure of having a newborn at home or the strain of seeing dozens of patients a day. But then this happened in an operating room.
I was doing a hysterectomy. I couldn't remember what to do to finish it, the last couple steps. And so I made up some excuse, told the nurses, I think, I had to go to the bathroom. I went out, got on my phone and looked it up because I couldn't remember what to do.
After that incident, TJ Abraham left his job and embarked on a lengthy medical odyssey to try to figure out what was wrong with him. He saw many doctors, tried multiple prescription drugs, went to several treatment centers. He was told he may be bipolar or have a brain tumor or a personality disorder or CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, an Alzheimer's-like condition. But none of that was conclusive, and he often felt brushed off or misdiagnosed. So eventually, he tried something very different.
Welcome, everybody. We're so thrilled that you've joined us again.
He flew to Southern California to a controversial private brain clinic.
This week, we're going to talk about one of the most common things we see here at Amen Clinics that completely shocked me as a psychiatrist.
That's Dr. Daniel Amen on his podcast. He's a televangelist-like psychiatrist and self-described brain health expert who started a nationwide company called the Amen Clinics. It touts its non-traditional approach and attracts thousands of people afraid they have CTE or other types of brain problems and dissatisfied with conventional doctors. But many mainstream physicians say it operates in the gray zone between legitimate medical care and what they call pseudo-medicine.
You're having a little bit of patchy, decreased blood flow across your cortex.
That's Amen Clinic's medical director, Dr. Robert Johnson, in summer 2018, showing T.J. Abraham a scan of his brain. He says it shows low blood flow that could be related to his symptoms. Abraham taped his appointments so he could re-listen to them later, and he and Dr. Johnson gave NPR permission to air them.
So one way you can think of temporal lobes is temper lobes.
Temper, okay.
Right. So a lot of times this shows up as crankiness, irritability,
loss of patience,
impatience, okay. Frustration tolerance.
Okay.
So this is a big factor, right? Okay. And this is really unusual for someone your age.
Right.
They talk about why Abraham, a man in his 40s, could have low blood flow in his brain.
The kind of things that can cause these changes typically fall into four or five categories. One is head injury, right? No surprise, right?
Correct.
It's no surprise because CTE is believed to be caused by repeated head trauma, and Abraham has a history of that. He played Division I football at Duquesne University. He also played ice hockey, and he once had a bad fall that knocked him unconscious. Dr. Johnson tells him CTE can only be diagnosed through an autopsy, but his head injuries are probably a major cause of his problems. They talk about how Abraham could make his brain healthier.
Are you on turmeric?
No. Should I get on that?
Yeah. Why don't we do that? We have one here that's really super pure.
Okay.
Dr. Johnson says the spice turmeric can be beneficial for the brain. It's sold relatively inexpensively at most grocery stores, but the Amen Clinic sells a 60-capsule bottle for about $45. He runs through a long list of other suggestions, from exercise and healthy eating to much less common treatments.
You know what neurofeedback is? You know what TMS is? Transcranial magnetic stimulation.
No.
Meditation. Prayer. There's an app I want you to try. There's some people using stem cells. We come back to that memory powder.
Memory powder is a dietary supplement made by Amen's company and basically has the ingredients of a multivitamin. Dr. Johnson says it helps with what he calls memory permanence. It costs about $115 for roughly 6 ounces.
I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't want to pay any money to get somewhat of my life back.
Dr. Johnson also recommends a sleep study and hyperbaric oxygen therapy.
I'm going to bowl all this out in the report, okay. So don't worry about remembering.
And I'll get that report?
Yeah, and I'm going to... So you're going to have like a 20-page report when you leave today?
Okay.
Our group considers it kind of a joke when we get those reports.
William Barr is director of neuropsychology at New York University's School of Medicine.
When you look at them from an informed clinical angle, there's nothing that's really scientifically supported in them. It's slick, it's nice, but there's not scientific support.
He said it's not surprising some Amen Clinic's recommendations make patients feel better because they're common sense tips for healthy living.
Not like he invented the Mediterranean diet. And when it comes down to it, good life habits are the things that come out. Sleep, good diet, and exercise. The thing is, those are free.
But an Amen Clinic's visit can cost thousands of dollars, plus travel costs, and patients pay out of pocket. In return, they get a lengthy consultation and the promise of an innovative brain-body approach. Dr. Julian Bales, a prominent neurosurgeon who has also had financial stakes in the brain health industry, says Amen has, quote, helped out thousands of patients.
You know, so many CTE sufferers or people who think they have CTE need an empathetic, knowledgeable, experienced psychiatrist, and that's him. So I admire the work he's done.
But William Barr of NYU is unconvinced.
Unfortunately, in what I call the concussion industry, there are a lot of opportunists looking for the quick money, and people who are feeling hopeless will go for anything.
Dr. Amen is well aware of his reputation in many medical circles.
A long time ago, I just stopped listening to the haters. And the fact that standard medicine doesn't love me, well, I don't much love them. So it's sort of fair.
Amen told me he's, quote, practicing psychiatry in an exciting new way by looking inside people's skulls using brain scans called SPECT, although other doctors dispute their value. Eamon also told me he'll suggest almost any treatment if he thinks it might help, from medicine to marital therapy. And he defended making money from his product line.
You know, I often say if there's no margin, there's no mission. And we're very proud of everything we sell.
Eamon said some patients tell him he's their last hope. And he said his critics don't understand that he's ahead of his time.
You know, I go back to Machiavelli. He said, if you do something different, people are going to hate you for it. And I'm sort of okay with it because I have the stories of transformation.
In early 2019, about 6 months after his first Eamon Clinics visit, TJ Abraham returned for a follow-up.
Let me show you scans.
He and Dr. Johnson reviewed fresh scans of his brain.
Quite a bit better, actually. Right, look at this. Your temporal lobes, actually, look how much better those look.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Good. That's a good thing.
And then your frontal lobes, it's kind of a wash. But really, overall, it's a much healthier looking brain.
And that's just from me doing the therapy, you think? And
the therapy, okay. The weight loss, the exercise, the cognitive rehabilitation.
So what I'm doing is working.
Yeah, so it's working. So if we
had Abraham told me later his Eamon Clinics experience was validating.
When you see that your personality has changed drastically and you are now doing things that are not characteristic of you, and then you see a brain scan that shows damage and the areas that you know are causing this, it all made sense.
But Dr. Stephen Hyman, director of psychiatric research at the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard, says these scans can be interpreted differently by different doctors and have little value in diagnosing or treating CTE.
People who are desperate are vulnerable to snake oil. And this has all of the look and feel of a clinic that's preying on people's desperation.
What the Eamon clinics do may not be illegal, he said, but exploits frightened, vulnerable people and regulatory loopholes. The FDA, for example, doesn't regulate the brain health products that doctors prescribe. Hyman said many patients concerned they have CTE invest time and money in questionable treatments for a disease that has no approved remedies.
But equally as problematic is they're not getting diagnosed with potentially treatable, more common illnesses like depression that might be posing in their minds as CTE.
But the suggestion they're simply depressed makes many people who fear they have CTE give up on standard doctors. They often feel like pharmaceutical guinea pigs put on one antidepressant after another. TJ Abraham said one doctor implied he was faking his symptoms.
People want to dismiss it, or they want to say it's psychiatric, or they want to say it's life stress. I don't think the mainstream, I don't think these big academic institutes have a clue what to do with people that maybe possibly have CTE.
TJ Abraham left his Eamon Clinics follow-up appointment feeling hopeful. Then the pandemic hit, and I didn't talk to him for more than a year. When I finally saw him again a few months ago, his positive attitude about his health was gone.
I think from the last time we met, it's definitely worse.
He said he was forgetting things again, misplacing things, having trouble multitasking, and dealing with anxiety and depression. He told me he felt a sense of doom.
And I use the word doom because I feel like there's no easy way out of this and there's no good outcome to this. And I think what's hard is everything that I've been told may help, I've tried to do. The hyperbaric oxygen, I've done brain therapy, brain rehab, changed my diet, worked out, everything they've asked me to do, I've done. And I haven't noticed a drastic improvement. If anything, I noticed feeling worse.
You've talked about how it was expensive.
Mm-hmm.
What's the expense been?
Probably over almost close to $150,000. If you look at hyperbaric, Eamon clinics, medicines, supplements, yeah, I'd say almost $150,000.
Out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about having spent that and yet still feeling like you're going downhill?
I mean, it's a lot of money, but at the same time, because of my age, my wife, my kids, my parents, I wanted to try anything. So I did it. No one ever said this was a definite treatment. And I knew that these were just recommendations that may help. And I was desperate to try to feel better. So, I mean, it's never easy to know that you just wasted that much money on something, but it was a gamble. But I thought it was a good gamble because it was my health.
Sasha Pfeiffer, NPR News.
That was NPR's Sasha Pfeiffer with an investigation into CTE, produced and edited by Meg Anderson, Monica Evstatieva, Barbara Van Workum, Barry Hardimon, and Bruce Auster. Bob Little is Senior Supervising Editor of Investigations. And this episode of Up First Sunday was produced by Justine Yan.